Luke chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. That's our passage today as we continue. The story of the lost coin. Jesus said, suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and said, rejoice with me, I've found my lost coin. I was standing in line for an ATM machine in Nairobi, Kenya. Nearby, two soldiers with some serious weapons were positioned to protect those using the machine. But for some reason, they didn't make me feel much safer. Finally, it was my turn, but when I opened my wallet, the bank card wasn't there. And not good. I racked my brain to think back to the last time I had used it, and I could not recall using it on the trip. I determined I'd left it at home. However, when I texted my wife, it was nowhere to be found. The emotions that sweep in when you lose something valuable is kind of all-consuming. The mind scans the recent past. When you last see the lost item? Where might you have placed it? When did you last use it? Who may have taken it? Questions come in rapid fire. And that's what happened to the woman in today's story. She lost something very valuable. She stopped what she was doing. She illuminated the house. She swept under every chair. She searched carefully until finally she found it. And then it was party time. Rejoice with me, she called all her neighbors and friends. Rejoice with me, I found my lost coin. Jesus tells the story to let us know how he feels about the lost people. Each person is eternally valuable to him. He desires to go after them and find them, and when he brings them home, there is rejoicing. Something is wrong if we don't share the same passion and excitement when the lost are found. That bank card I lost, I never found it. I had to cancel it and get a new one. But people cannot be canceled. They have to be found. Jesus, give me a passion for the lost. Help me to care as much about them as I do when I lose something valuable. Use me to be a finder of the lost and a sharer of the good news. And may I always rejoice when they are found. In your name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, you can send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.